something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the Global Communion Service with Pastor Chris.
blessings alive. Oh, believe in what you are. You are. Oh, Lord, you rule the nations. No throne of power can contend. You are His Lord. You're the binding force that holds our faith. Shall pass away. Lord, you remain the same. You're the ultimate reality, and you will stand secure. Kings and monarchs rise and fall, but your kingdom never ends. Your decrees are for eternity.
Thank you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you. You're glorious. You're holy. You're righteous. Thank you. Lakota Sata Kalamangira Digas Sosha Para Alakasta Konta Krista Flera Digas Sasha said. Lakota Faramanagila Koshin Sanya. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. In this special communion service, I just want to point out a couple of things, and then we'll have a look at one or two highlights and pray and serve the communion. It's easy to know what is the message of this month. Very easy. You should know by now. Oh, do you know? Are you sure you're not assuming? Okay, so what is it? All right, so if you didn't hear their voices, those in the studio here and the choir announced that the message of this month is Thanksgiving. It's the month of Thanksgiving. And they are right. This is the month of Thanksgiving. You know, it's a month in which we look back at the whole year, and there's just so much to be grateful for, so much to thank God for, a whole lot. Now, earlier on this morning at the Thanksgiving service, Pastor Benny Hinn made a remarkable statement when he said that the purpose of life is knowing Jesus Christ. And that's true. You think about everything else, and it all fades away. Everything else. You look at history. History's great men and women. You can think about the great names, great monarchs of the past, great achievers. We can go through so many names in different nations, kingdoms, empires. But where are they? Where are they? And then you ask yourself, what about their works? Because a lot of them who assumed that the things that they did at the time will stay forever. Where are those works? Of course, there's a lot that's built on the works of others in history. That's true. But then you look at the real truth beyond that, and you find they were just hands and feet to make sure those things happened. In other words, they were just part of the drama of life. Somebody rightly said, the earth is a stage where men and women are actors and actresses. They have the entrances and exits. How true. They all play in the drama of life. Except that this drama is so different from every other drama. It's drama for eternity, drama for reality. So everyone's acting on someone's script, and that script is written by God. And our purpose in life is to discover that script and find our role and play it correctly. For many haven't played their roles. They did something else. In the same way it happens in any drama. So the real purpose of life is Jesus Christ. That's what lasts. That's what's for eternity. And if you hold that thought dear to your heart, it'll help you in making choices in life. It'll help you in building your spirit. And another thought that I want to press to you is prioritizing the Word of God. Prioritizing the Word of God. The Word of God for you. Because there's no other way to live but to live by the Word. Living your life by the Word. And this becomes even more important as we draw nearer and nearer to the coming of the Lord. Think about it this way. When Jesus comes, he's only going to be looking at how you lived the Word. Remember what he said. That only the Word will judge in the last day. The Word will judge. So if the Word will be the judge and the Word is given to us to live by, and we have the ability to live by the Word, isn't that clear that that's what we should rather do? So put your life there. Make the effort. Make the effort to know the Word for you, for your life, so you can live it. Learn it to live it. Otherwise, life is empty. You're just going to live the same way anybody else would live without God. So, make a personal determination to prioritize God's word and live by it. Live by it. And a third thing I want to talk to you about is our 2025 mandate to complete the preaching of the gospel to all nations by year's end. And I want to let you know that we are not only on target, we are at a remarkable place in the spirit right now. The way the gospel has been disseminated this year is unprecedented. It's been spread in a way that most people never thought possible, even by those who were criticizing the idea that it could be done. They too, with the criticism of the idea, went preaching the gospel. Maybe for any other reason, which doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter why you're preaching the gospel. The point is you're preaching it anyway. See it? You're preaching it anyway. There are even those who were arguing with our tenets of the gospel. Well, they weren't arguing to us. They may argue against us, but they weren't arguing to us. In other words, they weren't talking to us. They were talking to another crowd. And to present the argument, they'll have to say what we said, which they disagreed with. And in the process of doing that, they preached it anyway. What we always have to remember is that God has put in every human being a light to guide him. The Bible says, this is the true light that lighted every man that comes into the world. Everyone. There's a light to guide every man into the truth. So even when Satan is talking to someone to try to deceive him, in the midst of the deception, is the possibility to discover truth against Satan. You can only be deceived when you let yourself be deceived. One of the programs we did recently, one of the most recent ones, was my trip to India. I think we'll show you some highlights on that one in a moment. And the main focus was meeting with leaders, pastors, leaders of ministries throughout India. And the remarkable thing was they came from all over India. Remarkable. And many of the ministers said to me that this is the first time that we'll have ministers from all the spectrum of ministries and churches throughout India converging for a conference. And that's another amazing thing, because it was in a list of great speakers from all around the world that was advertised. No, they all knew they were coming to listen to Pastor Chris. So that's quite interesting. And I was very grateful for that, because they came with the plan of listening for several days. And they were there. And at the end, with one mind and one heart, they all wanted us to work together for mighty things going into the future. That is amazing. That is amazing. Just amazing. And that, I'll tell you, is very significant because it is key to what's next. It is key to what's next. I told you that when we finish this work, complete and accomplish our purpose by year's end, we'll move into extra time. And I'm going to tell you what the extra time is about. Listen, there's a lot of narrative in Christian discussions that don't include the thought that the Master is coming soon. Many think, talk, and act like he's not coming soon. But that's exactly what Jesus said it'll be like. Don't miss the truth. Carry in your mind always that thought, that consciousness that he's coming. And remember, it's not going to be a kind of process that we can observe and identify. No, the process has been on. So what we're waiting for is the sudden catching away of the church. Remember, it'll happen suddenly. It'll happen suddenly, and it's close. So we have a mandate to complete the work by year's end. And what we're doing right now with the Reach Out World, with Rhapsody of Realities, is part of what's leading up to the completion of this work. And 31st of December, throughout the world, we're going to make a major sweep, and it's going to be big. So prepare for it. Plan for it. Prepare for it. We're going to make a huge outreach throughout the world. It's important. It's necessary. We have to do it. It's a huge opportunity given to us, and to reach a hungry world, because everybody's hungry. And at that time of the year, many are making decisions. They have to. It's always a time of reflection. And the hearts of men are prepared. Don't miss the opportunity to make it big. Make it bigger than you ever did before. Bigger than you ever did before. And I pray that the Lord will give you strategies and ideas on what to do. Irrespective of the city where you live, the nation where you live, irrespective of the laws and regulations in those places, I pray that God will give you divine strategies that will help you fulfill his will as we plan for that day, 31st of December, 2025. So we do it in a big way, and then we move into extra time. I'm excited about extra time. I really am so excited about it. I want to tell you about it, but I want to wait till then. I really want to wait till I discuss it with you. This world belongs to Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter who likes it or who doesn't like it, belongs to Jesus Christ. And that's the truth. The Bible says so. The Bible declares it. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night. You've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834
or +234 90 722 752 28.
Email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.